Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bastida, and this is your Picks Now update. President Trump has signed an executive order stopping the separation of children from their parents at the southern border. Under the administration's recent zero tolerance policy, more than 2,300 children have been separated from their parents since May. Images of those kids in government-run facilities triggered a firestorm of protests. The president had repeatedly insisted that only Congress could fix the crisis, but today he announced his reversal.
So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated.
Now, the House is slated to vote on a pair of wider immigration bills tomorrow, both of which the president is said to support. But with this executive order addressing the immediate separation crisis, there's concern the pressure may be off some lawmakers to pass an immigration reform bill. Senator Kamala Harris responding to the president's executive order, tweeting, quote, "This executive order in no way deals with reuniting the 2,300 children who have been torn away from their parents and remain separated. When will they see their parents again? They must be reunited immediately." In other news, BART is taking more steps to clean up its stations and combat drug use. KPIX5's Ann Makovic with details on their latest plan.
This is all part of a multi-agency effort to clean up in and around BART stations, starting with this: kiosks for dirty drug needles, otherwise found inside and outside of Civic Center Station. The filth and drug use here came to light in this cell phone video shot in April, showing people lining the BART station hallway in various states of consciousness, openly shooting up drugs. But I asked the mayor today what he would say to those who think this is normalizing drug use.
I say they're completely wrong. You know, when we have pit stops in San Francisco, these are the portable bathrooms that we've been using, and we've been placing in areas such as the Tenderloin and other areas where we have heavy defecation, urination on our streets. You know, these are not magnets now. We're seeing a massive reduction in call volume.
In addition to the new needle disposal option, San Francisco and BART police officers will be increasing patrols here, almost five times the current number, and splitting the cost. BART will also be folded into the city's homeless support service network, giving BART police special training and access to homeless city and drug treatment services. That part of the program begins next month. No quote yet on how much all of this will cost. In San Francisco, Ann Makovic, KPIX 5.
Well, a fight in a San Leandro parking lot ended with one man stabbed to death, a second critically wounded. Happened at about 11 o'clock last night in the Washington Plaza area. Police are reviewing some surveillance video and still looking for two suspects. A driver's in a hospital and an apartment complex badly damaged after a van plowed through the building's walls early this morning. It happened near Arguello and Clement. In the inner Richmond, residents there were jolted from their sleep.
Heard a big crash, felt my buildings shake. My roommate woke up and we basically ran into the window to see what was going on. Didn't see anything, so we basically went outside and then we saw a couple of people pointing to this crash over here.
Well, tenants had to evacuate through the fire escapes and were told to stay somewhere else until the structure could be made safe. Police are looking into what caused that crash. A San Jose man and his stolen puppy have been reunited. Good news. And now we're getting our first look at the man suspected of stealing that little puppy. This morning, police in Ceres arrested Mohammed Nayel at his home. He is booked on a stolen property charge and for violating a protective order. Police say that Nayel stole six-week-old Nyla on Monday. Surveillance video shows the suspect walking into a warehouse in North San Jose and walking out with Nyla. The pup's owner had only gotten the dog a week ago. And police took this photo of her at the police department. Both she and her owner have reunited, as we mentioned, and they're on their way to San Jose. Taking a live look outside from our exclusive Salesforce camera. What a gorgeous shot that is, right? Up into the Marin area, over the hill and up to Mount Tam. And it's going to be a hot week, getting hotter. 80s to 90s tomorrow. And then we go from 70s at the coast to 101 on Friday, 104 Saturday, and I bet you it'll be triple digits on Sunday too, inland. Take me up on the bet. What the heck? In health news, the number of adults smoking in the U.S. has reached an all-time low. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 14% of U.S. adults reported that they were smokers in 2017, and that's down from 16% the year before, 20% in 2006. But the number still translates to about 30 million people. The survey found that men are more likely to smoke than women, and smoking is also declining among kids and teens. The numbers do not include people who use e-cigarettes. And a new study suggests that married people may have a lower risk of heart disease. Researchers analyzed more than 30 studies, included information from more than 2 million people, and they found that unmarried people had a 42% greater risk of developing cardiovascular disease than married folks. And they had a 16% higher risk of coronary artery disease. Study did not look at the quality of the marriages, and it only used information from heterosexual couples. It was published in the journal Heart. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can always listen in, watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.